Ko moia wa tamanui, Francine tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. The Māori Party's Ikaroa Rāwhiti candidate says post-COVID fatigue and immersion in cyclone recovery efforts is leading to disengaged voters. Meka Whaitiri says it's a very different campaign to the last election, particularly in the northern half of the electorate, where it's no use knocking on doors because many people don't have doors or homes. We don't have time to host debates, so it's mainly community events where only a few people on the Māori roll turn out.
So that's just an insight, not to people's disinterest in voting, but for the people from Te Matau and Maui, Bay North, just fatigue and a sense of, despondency and disengagement at the moment.
Meka Whaitiri says the priorities for voters are getting back on their land and having their homes and marae rebuilt, and she's picking an even lower turnout than in 2020. Also, the Health Ministry's Deputy Director General Māori says work is well underway in addressing racism on the healthcare system. John Whanga this week updated the Medical Council on Au Mai Te Ra, a three-year project which is attempting to put the health system under the scrutiny that Te Pua o Te Atatū did to the welfare system a generation ago. His team has been working with Tokona Te Raki, a Ngai Tahu Futures Centre at the University of Canterbury, on a literature review, as well as drawing on the anti-racism work of the late Professor Manuka Henare.
So we didn't want to just say to people, here's the evidence with regard to racism, discrimination and bias. Here's what they mean, because part of our challenge is we talk past each other on these things. We've got to have a kind of a common framing and language of understanding about how these things manifest. But at the same time, we wanted to be able to provide a mechanism or tool to test, which is what we're doing now, to say how would we address this.
John Whanga says mana tangata means it's important the health system is fair and treats people with dignity and respect, and that Māori and Pacifica have equitable access and aren't penalised by racism within the system. And finally, Health Minister Aisha Verrill says a new primary birthing unit at Waitakere Hospital will include access to maternity services for Māori, Pacific and teenage parents in a culturally appropriate way. Dr. Verrill yesterday announced funding of $12.3 million for a new facility, which is due for completion in May 2025. It will include 6 birthing or postnatal suites, a whānau room, education room, staff areas and gardens, and will have a capacity for 500 births a year. Local midwives have been consulted with to identify clinical service needs, as well as mana whenua to understand appropriate tikanga practices. Dr. Verrill says a key focus of the development is to meet the aspirations of Māori, Pacific and teen parents to encourage early engagement with maternity care and to create an environment where people feel welcome and safe in the unit. And that's your Wātea English News.